Who were we trying to go to? Was it Brett and Santan?
Yes, it was.
All right, let's pick right back up there. Go ahead, Brent.
Hey, guys. How you doing?
Good, thank you.
So I've got a raised garden bed. It's not the vegetables that I'm having a problem with. It's all the roaches and crickets that are living in and around the 2x12s that I have as a border. Can I just spray the outside of that? Probably don't want to spray the inside, obviously. Would that take care of those pests?
Okay, Brett, let me introduce you to Brent. Brent, how would you how would you deal with the ectoskeleton critters crawling through your garden?
Yeah, I would treat, get a, product, obviously, that is labeled. Find a, look at the label, see how far away you have to treat from that garden, and just stop them from entering, the garden, basically. Basically doing a perimeter treatment around it.
Probably not a good application for DE, because as soon as DE gets wet, and you're watering the garden all the time, right?
Exactly.
Yeah.
Right, and there are also some baits that will take care of some of those roach or ant or other, I call them occasional invaders, even though they're in the garden, that would take care of some of those insects as well.
Okay. Hope that works for you, Brett.
And Santan.
The other thing I might recommend is go to a masonry retainer instead of a wood retainer. Go to a Bellegarde paver raised garden planter.
Get the wood out. And
yeah.
So, and Santan Treeland in Mesa sells a lot of garden products that help deter pests, or pest products that are, you can apply around your garden. Bonide makes a few different product lines that are all oils and organics.
Staying out in the far east valley, we're going from Santan Valley to Queen Creek. Roland, good morning. Welcome to Rosie on the House.
Rosie, can you hear me?
Yes, sir.
We just put in a new pool and put the travertine tiles around the pool as a, cool deck. And all of a sudden now, we had a little ant where they bring the sand up through the crack. I treated it with some pesticide that I had. Ant seemed to go away. Well, within 4 days, 2 foot at that spot, we had a pile. I treated those, ants went away. Well, I think they're just moving. Is there something I can treat them with?
Yes. You know, on our website, Brent,
yeah,
which is 15, it's almost 20 years old. Right at 98,
95.
So, okay.
Yeah, 21.
We have thousands of pages on our website. The number one page that get hit more than any other page, how do I get rid of ants? So, here you go.
Yeah, I mean, the product, that we've been talking about all day, which is, Termidor, which is, it's also works just as great on ants. As we were talking about with termites, a lot of people spraying products and then moving away. Ants will do the same thing. As soon as they find out, hey, this area is killing us, they're gonna move and go around it. So same way to treat termites, using non-repellents is the best way to treat with ants. Let them get into it, let them affect the colony, and then it wipes out the whole colony.
And I don't know how many ants per acre. There's some stats on termites, but I do. The biomass of ants outweighs the biomass of humans on Earth.
That is absolutely correct. Absolutely.
Think
correct.
About that. Yes. How many ants that is. That's a lot of ants.
Now, look, we've been talking termites. We've taken callers' questions. Action Termite, you've been great enough to come in here and visit with us. But y'all also take care of bed bugs. You take
correct.
Care of pigeons. Yep. I mean, you do a full service.
Yeah, we do a full service. We have a division of pest control. I mean, as far as Action goes, termites are all we do. But we do have another pest control division that does, all the other, bed bugs, birds, roaches, bees, all the whole range of other pests.
Flying rats.
Yes, pigeons.
Golly. Yep.
They are nasty. The pigeons are one of the most hard to say.
Disgusting.
And they carry more disease and are more prone to carry diseases and have diseases around them just because of their fecal matter and their nesting sites and areas. Pigeons are definitely a rodent with wings.
Yeah,
absolutely.
They are. But y'all take care of them.
Yeah, and if you go to one of our websites, which is 911bug.com, and you go to the pigeon page, you can see, we have some of the best pigeon work in the valley. We could net, trap, depending on every site's different, but we have all the solutions.
Well, Brent Agee from Action Termite, thanks again for coming in. If people wanted to get a hold of y'all at Action, the number?
623-780-3132.
Now listen,
Tucson,
we have
882-0482.
Give it again. I'm sorry. I was talking over you.
882-0482.
And that's Pima and Pinal County. We have a full load of callers, and we're not going to be able to get to them, but you guys will take their calls off air, won't you?
Yes.
Get them all the answers they need. So Greg and Will, y'all hang on. You're not going to get on, but we've got to wrap up the show here this morning, but we will get you. If you get in, we'll get you your answers, right, Ron? That's been the rule of the show forever, right?
Forever. That's right.
All right. So that wraps up our show on termites.
What's next week?
And bugs. Oh, Romeo, I wish you hadn't asked me that. Small jobs that can be done by the handyman or handywoman your roof.
Yes, handyman hour.
Those jobs that can actually be tackled.
Perfect.
Hey, folks. We hope y'all enjoyed the four-hour program this morning. We certainly enjoyed bringing it to you. Arizona Saturday morning tradition for 28 years. If you were encouraged, educated, or uplifted, we would only ask you to do one thing. Pay it forward. Find somebody this week that needs to be uplifted, educated, or encouraged, and do it. What a wonderful world.